Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me.
My closest friends, my homie, turned on me.
Man, you don't trust me anymore? I don't trust no motherfucking body.
Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. Today's story time is about a secret my best friend kept from me and the beginning of the end of our friendship. I ask you, what is a friend? A true friend is someone who sticks up for you when you are being put down, will always have your back, is someone you can trust, lends a shoulder to cry on, makes you feel safe, will never judge you, likes you for you, doesn't care what other people think of you, is genuine, honest, and true. Pulls you up when you are down, and you are there for them, and they are there for you. So, as I have said in my previous story times, me and my best friend had been friends for years, since elementary school. So I thought we were solid, but apparently not as solid as I thought, because another female who ironically was messing with my baby father came into the picture. Let's call her Sasha. And me and Sasha and my best friend went to the same school. The name of the school was Alexander Hamilton. I didn't know Sasha at all. And my best friend knew her a little better because I think they had some classes together or whatever. But they weren't really friends, just classmates. But somehow, my best friend gained knowledge of the fact that Sasha was messing with my baby father, who at the time wasn't my baby father just yet, because this is prior to me getting pregnant. Me and my baby father were just dating or talking at the time. She found out that my baby's father was messing around with Sasha. And when my best friend came back and told me about it, like most times, I was upset by her inaction once again to tell Sasha, hey, you know, that ain't cool. He's dating my best friend. I was hurt naturally, and that was strike two in the devaluing of our friendship. Because now this is the second time she has failed to have my back when dealing with these hoes and these females he's sliding behind my back with. My best friend actually kept it a secret from me. And I don't even know for how long. And in her defense, I will say that she didn't want me to get hurt. And so she didn't want to tell me. But I'm not that type of girl. And by that, I mean, I'm not the type of female who is going to turn on my best friend and get mad at my best friend for telling me the truth. No, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to be appreciative of the fact that you wanted to let me know what was going on instead of keeping me in the dark. And I would deem you a loyal ass friend for letting me know what's up. She should have just told me and let me decide whether or not to keep messing with him. It was that simple. Because this happened early on, I could have saved myself so much heartache, so many headaches, so much drama I had to deal with him. If I knew what I was dealing with sooner, maybe I could have cut ties with him, not ever even had his baby, and never dealt with half of the other females and all the other stuff that I had to put up with him. But she omitted telling me the truth, so it is what it is. And I was hurt by this so much. And now I'm in the same place again, examining and evaluating our friendship. And I'm wondering if you're my friend, my best friend at that. I don't want to, or I shouldn't have to, wonder where your loyalty lies. So she was keeping Sasha and my baby father secret. And one day she just told me. And I never even thought to ask her, how long have you known this? And her only excuse is she wanted to spare my feelings or keep me from getting hurt. But at one time or another, it was gonna come out, because all things at some point in time come to light. And fuck that. Hurt me. Tell me. Let me know what it is up front. Keep it 100 with me, if you actually care. I'd rather know the truth than be led by lies, secrets, or deceit. Let me know the truth and be hurt, and then decide how I want to move forward. So as time goes on, my best friend and I part ways as far as schools we attended. But me and Sasha continue to go to the same school. And we never engaged each other. We weren't friends or even acknowledging of each other at all. We'd be in the hallway in school walking right past each other. Until my best friend, who I also worked with, left the job we worked at together and went to work at Subway. Coincidentally, Sasha worked at Subway. And after they worked together for a while, they became cool and developed a friendship out of work. Now, as I have stated before, I basically grew up with my best friend. I was always around her and her family every day, 24/7. So she starts bringing Sasha around and inserted her into the friend group, which included myself, my best friend, and her cousin. Sasha starts hanging out with us, doing all the things that friends do, going to clubs, going to concerts, going shopping, going to eat, you name it, we was doing it. But from the moment she brought Sasha into the group, she was nasty, acting towards me, and she acted away towards me from the very beginning. That didn't make any sense. We never had any issues or anything. It's only one thing that I can point to that she might have had issue with. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, this is the same bitch that my baby daddy was messing with. And you befriend her and have the nerve to bring her into the group and think everything gonna be cool? Sasha never liked me. I wonder why. Because you checking for the same dick as me, that's why. So then, guess what? I made sure those feelings remained neutral. But I can say on my part that I tried my best to be cordial with her for the sake of her being friends with my best friend. And no, it had nothing to do with me being envious or jealous of my best friend being friends with her, because my best friend had several other friends outside of our friendship. So that was not the case at all. Sasha's issues surround the fact that she was messing with the same guy as me, which gets me, because, girl, you the one in violation. So it was safe to say that me and Sasha never liked each other, but tried to be cordial for my best friend. And I mean, there were literal times me and this girl would be riding in the same vehicle, my best friend's car or her cousin's car. And they would always be in the front, and me and her would always be in the back, sitting right next to each other, shoulder to shoulder, and wouldn't utter a word to each other. Steel faces, heads turned directly straight. No acknowledgement of one another at all. But for me, I just gave back the same energy I was receiving. And one thing about me is, I'm going to do what you do to me. I believe wholeheartedly on doing unto others as they do unto me. An eye for an eye. So whatever type of time or energy she was on would determine what I was going to be on and what type of energy and stuff you was going to get from me. And my best friend befriending her and ushering her into our friend group was strike three. Girl, you are ruining the friendship that we have built since we were kids. Because at this point, we are 18, 19, 20, maybe. I was so hurt, but I tried my best to hide it. You could have made friends with anybody. Why would somebody my baby daddy messed around with, who disliked me because she knew I was messing with him too? And she was another female who set out to come between my relationship with him. And no, this doesn't mean that I'm harboring no feelings for him, that I want to be with him. Oh, I miss him. I still love him. No. These are feelings I have been holding on to and harboring for a very long time, because I always let people get away with shit. I always let people walk all over me, always let people try to play me to the left. I never used to speak up and stand up for myself. So I would turn to my diary and write down the things that were hurting me or bothering me. And this is one of them. My best friend enabled this girl, Sasha, to come in between our friendship. Sasha would do little bullshit and my best friend would let her get away with it, let the shit slide and just ride off and just let it go. Because if I said something about the little shit that Sasha did, all she gonna do is look at it like, oh, well, you don't like Sasha anyway, so you just trying to make up an issue where there ain't one. Nope. But she enabled Sasha's behavior. And Sasha is the reason why me and my best friend aren't friends today. Because as time moved on, it was clear that Sasha wanted to take my place. She wanted my best friend to be her best friend. So as I was already in my feelings, but I was still going around him and stuff or whatever, I eventually began distancing myself because I felt more and more that my best friend wasn't loyal. And at that point, I'm questioning, is she my best friend or friend at all? I honestly think her befriending Sasha was grimy and disloyal as fuck and ignorant of her. She disregarded my feelings and she knew what the situation was. Hell, she was the one who initially came and told me about Sasha messing with my baby daddy, which is why I look at the situation like she did this on purpose, because of all the people you brought around me, you had to bring her. Out of all the people you could have made friends with, shit, you had enough damn friends. You befriend her. She ruined our friendship. And what really pisses me off is the fact that they are still friends right now here today. And she is okay with it and don't care about how I feel about it. And then she wonders why I acted the way I acted when she came to my house, because she came to visit me in Virginia. Because I was living in Virginia for some years for work. And like I said in my previous story time, when my mom had passed in 2011, she came there. She stayed at my house for weeks. Half of the time, I wasn't even there because I was at work, because I had a very demanding job. And she was there with my husband and my kids. And you want to know what the even crazier part of all this shit is? I wouldn't even know my husband or be married to my husband if it wasn't for my best friend, because at one point she was messing with his friend. And that's how I ended up meeting my husband. And so when she came to Virginia, I was really in my feelings about all this stuff that had happened and why we were at a distance and hadn't seen each other in so long from the start. And so, yeah, I was acting very nasty towards her when she came. I will keep it all the way true. Yes, I was acting away when she came. Due to all of this and more that I still haven't spoken on. But yes, I was acting very stank when she came to Virginia. So much so that when she did go home back to where she lives, she, you know how like I was going to try to wait with her at the airport and stuff, whatever. She didn't even want me to, because I knew how I'd been acting. And she knew how I'd been acting. But I feel like how I was acting was justified. She is my son's godmother, and she has no relationship with my son at this. Yeah. And I challenge you that if you feel anything I have said is untrue, come on my website. Come on my IG. Better yet, you got my phone number. Call me. But I bet you won't, because you know damn well everything that I've said is true and facts. And this is raw and it is emotional for me, because I know I was a damn good friend to you. And the reason why I'm speaking to her now, y'all, is because of the fact that over the weekend, I tagged her in my last story time on Instagram. And she started following Nisha's Open Diary on Instagram. And so the chances of her hearing this, she probably will. And like I said, if anything that I have said here is untrue, holla at me, because you know that it's not. And I have never done anything to hurt her. And back in August or September of 2023 when I had seen her again, she had the audacity to bring Sasha with her. Now, you know full well that me and Sasha ain't friends. You know full well that I didn't want to see Sasha. I came to see you. I came to try to have a conversation with you about all of these things and try to hash things out. And you have the nerve to bring the very problem with you. Sasha is the reason why our friendship is where it is now. And you bring her with you. You know I ain't want to see that girl. And then you continue to do things that make me feel like you're not genuine or you're not loyal. And then you wonder why our friendship is how it is and where it is. Because you keep letting Sasha come in between us. I was a damn good friend to you. I never hurt you. I never did anything wrong to you. And if I have, please let me know what it is. And this is why I acted the way I acted in Virginia. And I guarantee you that if you try to name one thing that I've ever done to you outside of how I acted in Virginia, that you're going to come up empty. Because I was always a true, loyal, and genuine friend to you. And you let your girl Sasha come in between us and end a lifelong friendship. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.